Support for this podcast comes from San Francisco International Airport. Some want it all. SFO wants zero. Zero landfill waste, net carbon, and net energy by 2030. Learn more about the triple zero goal at flysfo.com. Take your Wi-Fi further with wall-to-wall Wi-Fi from Xfinity. With fast speeds and reliable coverage, home just got even sweeter with the Xfinity 10G network. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Actual speeds vary.
From KQED.
Good morning. This is the California Report. I'm Saul Gonzalez in Los Angeles. Authorities confirm they're investigating possible wage theft and health and safety violations at the two farms in Half Moon Bay, where seven farm workers were killed this week in a mass shooting. KQED's Farida Javala Romero has more.
When Governor Gavin Newsom visited in the aftermath of the shooting, Half Moon Bay farm workers shared they made only $9 an hour and lived in shipping containers at the work sites. Cynthia Rice is with California Rural Legal Assistance. She says farm workers who make around $20,000 a year, which is common in California, have few to no housing options. But when they opt to live where they work, they're often more vulnerable to wage theft.
Once an employer provides a worker housing, the worker becomes dependent upon them not only for their wages, but also for their housing security and the security of their families.
Neither farm has commented on this issue. For the California Report, I'm Farida Javala Romero.
Even as the community mourns in Half Moon Bay, people are looking for ways to heal and grasp for normalcy. My California Report co-host Mari Bolaños brings us that part of the story.
Mary Pina is potting plants at Garden Apothecary on the main street in Half Moon Bay. She's worked there for 2 years, and she describes Half Moon Bay as a quintessential small town.
Every Sunday, there's a group that comes through on their horses after they ride them on the beach, and everybody knows who they are, and you know they wave at each other. We know all of our like coffee shop owners and all those familiar faces.
Just a block from the garden, 14-year-old Tarcisio Serrano is walking with his friends, holding a slice of pizza from the pizza shop down the street. He says the town's high school football team brings the community together.
They have an amazing football program, you know, where everyone from every single family has come over and just watch people play football and the players, you know, play.
He says the town is beautiful. When I ask him if he thought the mass shooting would change the town's demeanor, he tells me,
no. I mean, I don't think anything can take us down like that. Small town, but a big hearts everywhere.
Across the street, Mary Naragi is walking her chihuahua. She's lived in the area for 15 years, and she tells me she's heartbroken by the senseless violence in her community.
People grow up here and know their neighbors really well. Even though we have a lot of tourists that come on the weekends and such, we love to share Half Moon Bay with everyone who comes. So I'm just, yeah, really saddened for what happened.
She says she's grateful for the organizations that are helping her community heal. Saul?
Thanks, Mari. That's the California Report's Mari Bolaños, who's been reporting from Half Moon Bay this week.
Gravity had a good run, but it's time to feel the weightlessness of the Brooks Glycerin 21. These running shoes feature nitrogen-infused DNA Loft V3 cushioning. Brooks has even magnified the plushness to elevate the softness to new levels. And if you want extra support, find these same features in the Brooks Glycerin GTS 21. Learn more and shop now at brooksrunning.com. That's brooksrunning.com.
Sign up to The Economist for in-depth curated expert analysis of world events and topics ranging from business and culture to science and technology. You'll get the weekly digital edition, online-only articles, curated newsletters on politics, the markets, science, culture, and China, and full access to The Economist Podcast Plus. The Economist is independent journalism for independent thinking. Go to economist.com and get your first month free.
Also all this week, we've covered Monterey Park in the wake of the mass shooting there. But communities shouldn't just be defined by their worst days. So today, we look at one aspect of Monterey Park life not related to this week's news. It's the amazing Asian food scene there that's been created by immigrant communities. I dropped by one of the oldest restaurants in the city, the Mandarin Noodle House, and sat down with Denny Mu, whose family owns the business. Moo talked about how food can create community during good times and bad.
Our restaurant is basically a place where the community gets together, has a good time. You know, food tends to bring people together through thick and thin. And I'm here mainly just to, I like to call myself the little Patch Adams of restaurants. I like to kind of make people smile a little bit, touch people's lives in one way or the other, lend a listening ear, especially with the elders, like grandfathers, grandmas, who tend to sometimes come by themselves. So I'm here to just bring the old school vibes back.
What's a must-eat item on the menu?
Ooh, 100%. We are the, I would like to think we are the OG original of the beef noodle soup. We've been here since 1978, so we've been serving the community, like I said, for 4.5 decades.
You go back to Monterey Park before it was a Monterey Park that people know now, right?
Absolutely. Back then, this used to be a hamburger stand. Predominantly, it was more of a Hispanic, white, you know, a sprinkle of Asian here and there. But, you know, we serve everybody. Food doesn't discriminate, neither do we. You know, it's all love out here. So we just try to contribute any way we can to the community.
And to people who don't know Monterey Park at all, explain the importance of food and Asian cuisine to this community.
It's almost like Thanksgiving every day, you know? Monterey Park is definitely the Asian food mecca. You can get Thai food, Chinese food, Vietnamese food, Taiwanese food, everything under the sun. You name it, it's here.
And you can get, you know, for instance, Chinese food as good as anything you would order in Shanghai or Beijing or Taipei.
Absolutely, absolutely. So, I mean, we do get a lot of foreign exchange students also, and my goodness, I can't even count how many times they said, oh, your beef noodle soup is far superior than the one in Taiwan. Food shouldn't be so complicated. It should be simple, clean. You know, it's food for the soul.
And now, after what has happened in your community, what small role do you want to play in what comes next?
Oh, boy, what happened was definitely horrific. But just to, once again, put a smile on someone's face, because you never know, that's probably the only sunshine they'll see, you know, just a smile on someone else's face. So,
and fill their stomach.
And 100% fill their stomach, you know. I love what I do, and we'll be here for as long as we can.
Listen, thank you so much. You're really kind for spending a few minutes with me.
Saul, you're awesome. Thank you for joining us today.
That was Monterey Park's Denny Moo, owner of the Mandarin Noodle House. And that is the California Report for Friday, January 27th. We're a production of KQED Public Radio. Our engineers are Danny Bringer, Brendan Willard, Jim Bennett, and Seal Muller. Our producers are Amanda Stupai and Keith Mizuguchi. Our senior editor is Angela Corral. Our interim director of news is Erica Kelly. Our vice president of news is Ethan Tobin-Lindsay. And our chief content officer is Holly Kernan. I'm your host, Saul Gonzalez. Thanks so much for listening, and have a good day.
Support for the California Report comes from Paint Care. Now, with 834 drop-off sites in California where households and businesses can recycle their leftover paint. More at paintcare.org. Stanford Healthcare, alerting listeners to the critical blood shortage in the area. Now is the time to donate blood and make a difference. StanfordBloodCenter.org. And Eric and Wendy Schmidt, whose philanthropy includes Schmidt Futures, which bets early on exceptional people making the world better, on the web at schmidtfutures.com.
Support for this podcast comes from San Francisco International Airport. Some want it all. SFO wants zero. Zero landfill waste, net carbon, and net energy by 2030. Learn more about the triple zero goal at flysfo.com. Take your Wi-Fi further with wall-to-wall Wi-Fi from Xfinity. With fast speeds and reliable coverage, home just got even sweeter with the Xfinity 10G network. Restrictions apply, not available in all areas. Actual speeds vary.
Do you love your local bookstore? Well, I have the perfect event for you. This Saturday, April 27th, is Independent Bookstore Day. It's a day to celebrate your favorite local bookstore. I'm Olivia Allen Price, host of the Bay Curious podcast here at KQED, and I'm popping in to let you know that we will be hosting an event at Green Apple Books in San Francisco for the occasion. Come out for an author Q&A about the Bay Curious book. We'll be playing some Bay Area-themed trivia. There will be prizes and so much more. And the best part, tickets are donation-based, and all proceeds go to the Prisoners Literature Project. Learn more at kqed.org/live. I hope to see you there.